1963. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Sorry about that. Don't know what's going on down there. Anyways, yes. So we were talking about that at the first hour there, friends. And aside of that, it's important that we get to SPLC. So, Jake, I'm going to give over to you to kind of highlight the things that we missed during the first hour, and then I'll pick it back up on Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, just to show you the people that are actually supporting this kind of criminal behavior.
That's right. Well, as you know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we got this email just recently. It said, "You've been the talk of the town since you guys gave your presentation and testimony. Come back and see us real soon. Thank you for your commitment to our country and my father." If you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty, get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's an 800 number on that site. Or there's a form that you can just fill out and send an email. We'd be happy to come to your community and share the message and also to support your efforts in your communities. As Bradley said, WCCO's Kate Raddatz did a nice report on us yesterday, giving us a whole bunch of free advertising, highlighting our booth at the State Fair. We are at the State Fair for the remainder of the fair in Minnesota, one of the biggest in the country. And we're at the crossroads of Dam Patch and Cooper, right behind Spaghetti Eddie's, and also across the street from the DFL booth. So we are perfectly located for what we need to be doing.
Got some feedback from the first hour, too. The lamestream media got played by God concerning the WCCO-CBS piece.
Somebody with eyes to see.
If you run and hide, they say on here, you will just die tired, so stand up and fight.
That's awesome.
Okay, cool. All right,
run
thanks,
and hide,
guys.
Die tired. Thank you so much for the accept. This is on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Your broadcast has brought me so much closer to God and Jesus. Keep fighting the fight, man. I'm new at this, so I just pray every morning and night, but I'm learning a lot from you and Jake, Mike. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for all of your support, all those folks that comment, all those folks that share their testimonies. There has been just miraculous stories, and I've had the chance, Bradley's had the chance, to tour across the country and meet some of you individuals where your lives have literally been transformed by the message that you hear on this radio program. Folks, welcome to the club. Our lives had to be transformed first. Now take that transformation, apply it in society. Also, too, Bradley Dean, Gun Control, Eyes Wide Open. His latest column was posted on WorldNet Daily on Thursday evening. It's also being posted all throughout the country. You can find all of this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But the text art that we created that you can share with your relatives, your friends, your nephews, your skeptics, atheists, and sorted bad guys says, "Since our forefathers were used by God to lay a foundation of our history, I now submit to this present generation, it is now your duty to lay a foundation for your posterity's future. Everything you are doing is laying a foundation. Whether it be good or bad, it's nonetheless laying a foundation, folks. So everything you apply, read that column, share it out, let everybody know that the message is our foundation must be set upon those biblical values. As Andrew Jackson said, our Bible is our republic. The Bible is the foundation our republic rests upon.
The rock.
The rock. He actually used to walk around with the Bible, I was told.
Yep. He read it seven times before he died.
Amen.
Yeah.
He was a smart man. That was smart. Also, too, many people are viewing us right now on webcast because the radio program is live on webcast. You may be thinking to yourself, how do I get the link? I want to see it. Well, if you join the Constitution course, we've only had one class so far. There's 11 remaining. You still have a chance. After the second class, which is next Thursday, you will not any longer. But when you register for the Constitution course, you will get that link to watch the Sons of Liberty daily, Monday through Saturday. We have a weekday show as well for those of you that are first-time listeners. Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. On Saturday, we do 2 hours. So you'll get that link if you join the Constitution course. Plus, you'll get to learn your Constitution. We had some feedback on the Constitution in the last class. It was something to the regards of, you know, I always understood something was wrong. I could always tell you it was wrong. But I didn't understand why or how. Now I'm learning chapter and verse according to our founding documents of how it's wrong. That makes you much more stronger, folks.
You're able to understanding engage. Brings solidity, man.
That's right.
And it's really simple because once you sit down and you listen to what you didn't know, but in your heart you knew, but you couldn't put words to it.
That's right.
You sit down, you put words to it, all of a sudden you have understanding. I'll tell you, not only are you liberated, but again, now you can put your feet upon the rock.
That's right. And that's how faith works.
Yes.
Faith is first you hear it by the Spirit, and then you can apply it. When you walk it out, it's substantiated. And you can do that with the Constitution course. So go to sonslibertyradio.com. At the bottom, there's Constitution course. I also encourage you to make a donation. It's tax deductible. Support the efforts that we bring all across this country so we can continue to get feedback and response like this. There is hope. Again, it's only a minority working against your foundations. The trouble is when a majority sits back and allows it. But in America, folks, our foundations are true. They are set on God's word. And I have hope because we're of a different seed. We're not the same seed that they have over in Iraq or Iran. And that's not to dog on any other countries, but I know the seed that we are born of as Americans. And God is faithful to that seed. He's faithful to 1,000 generations, the Bible says. And he's faithful to his church so long as we stand, we walk, and we act.
Amen. Mark Potok, a spokesperson for Southern Poverty Law Center, again said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them, saith the spokesperson for Southern Poverty Law Center. Recently, Sheriff John Cook from Weld County, Colorado, said that the Southern Poverty Law Center, who labels anyone its officials disagree with politically as hate groups, he said they hold no credibility whatsoever. Of course they don't. For example, Southern Poverty Law Center currently lists 26 hate groups. Listen carefully, friends. Mainly Christian conservative organizations or ministries solely because of their stance on their traditional marriage as our God and our founders intended. Southern Poverty Law Center has also targeted family-orientated and pro-American organizations and individuals such as American Family Association, Coral Ridge Ministries, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, Michelle Bachman, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Chuck Baldwin, Joseph Farrow, Gun Owners of America, the Tea Party, Oath Keepers, Concerned Women for America's groups that wish to protect our borders from illegal immigrants. Listen carefully, friends. You have here the criminal calling out the lawful as the animal. Anima. I'm sorry.
The enema?
I thought I had to say that twice. The enemy. And those who hate the U.S. Constitution calling those who are patriots the haters. So this is like the tyrant King George, who instead of honoring our forefathers called them dangerous and designing men.
That's right.
Yet who was dangerous and designing, friends? And when you do a little homework into the Southern Poverty Law Center, it clarifies its true mission, make money while working hand in glove with the mainstream media to attack America's foundation using a communist Marxist agenda. So let me explain, and I'll do that right after we get back from this break. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Take 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org. Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just online right now, friends. Jake, go ahead and share what you just caught up here with.
Oh, I was just looking at the comments that are on the WCCO, the CBS piece. Right when I came into the office this morning, somebody said, well, you guys have made the press again. And I hadn't actually, well, I looked at the story last night, but on the comments, there's like 301 comments now. It was on the front page of CBS Minnesota for some time. But after, if there is any negative, which there is some, there's always somebody on the positive, on the backside of it, addressing what is being said and just correcting it and putting it to our, I mean, and then there's brain dead people that say, I believe that group has been funded by the Clintons.
What?
This person out there said, right. They certainly sound like a left-leaning
drug dealer in America. We want him to be funding our ministry.
So what if it's racist? It's not a crime. And yes, there's a lot of us who are racist, so don't go in. You sound proud of it. I'd hate to see. I mean, people are just going back and forth, and you see that if there is a negative comment there, it's always being answered by a positive comment. And most of the positive comments are just left alone. I'm speaking
isn't that crazy?
The positive to our group and yes, what we do and what we accomplish. One person said, I've read through their literature. I've seen absolutely nothing about it. And folks, again, here's the thing. We're not stinking hiding. I don't see the Southern Poverty Law Center group at the Minnesota State Fair.
I don't see a gay group at the Minnesota State Fair. I don't even see a pro-abortion. To the degree
they're
that
hidden.
I've seen pro-abortion, I'm sorry, is them handing out condoms.
Yeah, the pro, I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, they got to mask it and hide it because we're talking about a family fair here. Listen, our table's out there, and I love it. Go to it. Dan Patch and Cooper behind Spaghetti Edges, right by the DFL booth. All you haters that are listening, because you listen, and you Twitter, and you Facebook, and things like that, go to the booth. Get some pictures, or you can call the radio.
No, of course, they're not going to do that.
There's only one brave soul, and that's that guy in Tennessee that calls once in a while. And he doesn't make any sense, but at least he calls 877-807-9977.
A little home.
877-807-9977.
A little homework into the Southern Poverty Law Center clarified its true mission, make money while working hand in glove with the mainstream media to attack America's foundation using a communist slash Marxist agenda. Mm-hmm. So let me explain. Southern Poverty Law Center's founder is lawyer Morris Deese, who's in 1961 earned money by doing legal work for the Ku Klux Klan. Now they're defending the homosexuals because they know that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Wait. What are the
who's giving them money?
Where did they come from? Anyways, Ku Klux Klan. Where did they come from? Ku Klux Klan, whatever they want to call themselves. What a weird name. Dress it up like a bunch of stinking clowns with robes over their faces.
Yeah.
bunch of fat guys going after black people because at the time they thought that would be a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Cowards.
Cut eye holes and slits. I mean,
yeah. They look like a bunch of clowns, you know.
I don't know how somebody would get caught up in that, but I do know that it was an arm of the Democratic Party.
Thank you. That's all I was going for. I knew that. I was waiting for, you know, that portion, or I'm sorry, the other guy to actually step up to the plate and act like we knew what we were doing on the radio.
And you did,
and I appreciate that.
Cha-ching. It wasn't until John F. Kennedy, who was the first Democrat that actually gave some type of lip service to black folks. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate, John F. Kennedy. Up until that point, most blacks were all conservative Republicans. That's what they were.
Well, he did. You know, if you go back to JFK, he really did do nothing but lip service for the most part. Robert got involved, and then when John got killed, then Robert started taking up the cause of the blacks, the Hispanics, so on and so forth, in a sincere manner.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew now he was the people's man, and he knew whose people were. And it wasn't the people that were around his brother's administration anymore, because now he had testimony. And now he understood the heart of what was going on. Mm-hmm. And sadly, John was killed in Robert was killed in 68.
And look at the turn there. I mean, if you look at the turn, what happened then? Lyndon Johnson came up and he started to give what? He started to give black folks entitlements. Now, entitlements are the biggest destroyer of any society, no matter what race you are. What people need is the ability to be able to be protected, have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and have the government secure those rights. That was all. But then the entitlements started to come out, this train of entitlements. And up until that point, entitlements weren't even a big thing in our country. But when that floodgate opened, then the Democrats latched on. Now we know how to get voters. It's through entitlements, not because of our policy, not because of the greatness of our country that we're going to produce. It was through the entitlement mentality. I'm sorry, I got off track there. But it's important to distinguish that. Is Ku Klux Klan racism?
Okay, Jake, let's make sure we say that right. Okay, Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan.
I mean, it doesn't exist anymore, I understand. Well, I think the point is you don't take
bedsheets,
it seriously.
Totally.
Yeah. Wow.
Ku Klux Klan.
It's pretty weird that they would dress up like that.
Yeah,
burn
a cross.
Cowardice.
Cowardice
to no end. Hey, listen, let's talk to Jeff. Maybe Jeff can bring some common sense to the Sons of Liberty. Jeff from Washington, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. You'd mentioned, you know, that there's not a lot of courageous people out there anymore, and I kind of think that's wrong because I believe there's a lot of people out there willing to do something, but they don't want to. They feel like they're alone. You know, everybody feels like they stand alone and that they don't want to go out and put their lives or their family at risk. I'm one of those where I'm just fed up with it, and I don't care. You know, all the phone calls I've made and all the other emails and everything else that I do. And I think one thing that people could do to start fighting back the system is grow your own food. I'm currently building a hydroponic system. I've always got to dig about 3 hours worth of work left to do, but I got to work tonight. But I'm going to be growing all my own vegetables inside my house.
Well, you got to keep in mind here really quick. There's a delay going on, and I don't know why we got that delay going on. But you got to keep in mind something, guys. We can keep capitulating, and I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. We can keep backing up as to the issues that are taking place in our country. But what's going to happen is sooner or later, they're going to be at our front door. And when they come to our front door, the only reason they're going to be getting that far in the first place is because, you know what, we just got fed up with it. We didn't care anymore. We tried to do it our way. And when we begin to take on that mentality, friends, we're going to get in a lot of trouble. Because when you look at Hitler's regime, that's exactly what they did. There was no sense. There was absolutely. As a matter of fact, let's turn it around a little bit. When Hitler first got into power, nobody took him serious. They all laughed at him. It's the same scenario that you're seeing with this criminal in office right now. You're seeing that nobody really took him serious, and there was, well, you know what? But the fact of the matter is people around that regime took him serious because they knew it wasn't a game. Because once Hitler got into power, then guess what began to take place? He began to kill off all of his opposition.
Yep.
And what we're seeing today is if we take on the mentality, well, there's no sense. You know, I don't care. I'm just going to kind of just leave it alone. It's a good thing our forefathers didn't do that. It's a good thing those that gave us the freedom that we now have. Just think if the veterans thought that way. You know, when they're in battle, it's, yeah, there's no sense unless, what's the sense anyways? I've made enough phone calls, you know. I mean, what if they said, well, I've seen enough of my buddies getting blown up today. I'm just going to quit. Well, we can't take on that mentality. We have to stand up and we have to fight, and we have to fight because we have God on our side and we have the law on our side. If we don't speak out, friends, and stand up and exercise our rights, we're going to lose our country. And the fact of the matter is just to go back to what Jeff said from Washington, listen, I believe that there's a lot of courageous people out there, too. I see it all the time. But we have to come together, and I do want to encourage you by letting you know this. The majority of the people in this country are saying the same things that we are right now on the radio, and the only ones that aren't are those that are promulgating the lie, the MSNBCs, the CBSs, the ABCs, the state-run media. So we need to come together on this, friends. And when we come together on this thing, we're going to win the day. And by the way, I'm not going to give up because everybody else gives up. I'm going to stay the course because I want to please my Heavenly Father. Regardless if it looks like we're going to hell in a handbasket, doesn't matter to me. I'm still going to wake up tomorrow and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because we can do this thing.
Yeah, we're just reading yesterday or last night with my kids, and I've got the Heritage Bible. If you don't have one, I encourage you to get one. It's a wonderful Bible. And the Heritage Bible talks about in 1 Timothy, where it talks about, unto the King, immortal, omnipotent, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I believe that's, I kind of paraphrased that verse. But we were looking at the side notes to realize that 47 of the states in our union have God mentioned in the introduction, the preamble of their constitution. 43 states. The other seven have God mentioned in the Religious Freedoms Clause, the Religious Liberties Clause. So all of our states have acknowledged God. Now, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. In the instance of example, Hitler's Germany, or even in this particular day and age, if we forsake that as our foundation, it does not matter how many calls you make. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter how many works that you do. They won't be redemptive. There will be no foundation to get secure to. So, Jeff, to answer your question, I think that's the most important part right there. Your faith will fuel you because you're not driven by what you see, or necessarily even what you hear. You're driven by what's inside of you.
And, you know, I'm concerned about my children's future. You know, I don't see much of a future for them if things continue to spiral out of control like they are. The way our government is bullying the world. I mean, we're hated by every other country mm-hmm. in the world just because of all of us sitting on our duffs and not doing anything about this. You know, we way outnumber them easily. We could easily,
and they know that.
If we all just come together, we could stop it.
Yep, and they know that, Jeff. I got to take a quick break here. Of course they know that. If they didn't, then why are we still here? Friends, here's the encouraging word. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And now it's our turn to act and fight for our posterity just the way the forefathers did for us. And here we are 237 years later. Well, let's look for another 237 years in our future. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thanks for the call. Jeff from Washington, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's why it is so important, friends, for you to speak up. Amen?
Amen.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I like it too. I wasn't sure if you were going to go there.
I'm starting to feel like this alien video that you were just playing. It's like,
what is government?
And then it pauses.
Yep.
And then it's, hey, by the way, someone called me Rush Jr. on my fan page.
That's right.
I don't really like that. Because I'm like, my motion on radio is probably about, I'm like going 100 miles an hour, where Rush is like going, what, about a half a mile an hour?
Very slow.
Pretty
very
crazy
slow,
stuff.
Let yeah. people digest. You know, one thing too I found out is he has cochlear implants. He actually is almost deaf without those.
Really?
But he does live radio. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. Well, we're friends with Rush's brother, David.
David?
David's off the hook sometimes.
Yeah, he's a good author.
You know, that doesn't mean the phone is off the hook, friends, and he's hanging on there. It just means
no dial tone.
No, exactly. We got Kara calling from the Great Lakes in Michigan. Is that Kara or Kara?
Yes. Hi, it's Kara, K-A-R-A.
I got a question for you. Can I have a little fun with you really quick?
Sure.
Can you spell the word shop out loud for me?
Shop?
Yes.
Like go shopping?
Yes.
Yeah, S-H-O-P.
Okay, one more time.
S-H-O-P.
And what do you do when you come to a green light?
I'm sorry.
And what do you do when you come to a green light?
You go.
That a girl?
Nice job, Kara.
Whoa!
What's up with that?
Do you remember? Do you remember? Honey, guys, I got a bunch of people looking at me right now. Kara, right?
Kara.
It's Kara. K-A-R-A.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Will you guys pull up the piece with the lady that we have? Yes. Yes, we got to get her on because right when Kara got on,
yeah.
She
thought it was her again.
Yes, it did. But go ahead with your question and your comment.
I just wanted to thank you guys so much for your show. I'm out of the Great Lakes area, and I work behind the scenes with Greg Marshall and Randy and Brian on Defending Fathers.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I'm a fellow kind of semi-retired broadcaster, but very politically active at the D.C. level in Michigan, and we work on issues.
Amen.
And we just enjoy your show and all the programming that Patriot Voice is doing. And just God bless you. It just is, we've got you tuned in, blasting through our house
nice.
Every Saturday.
Were you at Jose's when we came up there and did the live broadcast at Jose's?
Yes. No, I wasn't there. I've got some physical disabilities.
Okay, gotcha.
I spent my evening down at the ER last night. Had to give Greg a thumbs up that I thought I'd be out of commission. I've got to see the neurosurgeon next week.
Gotcha.
Just been very ill. You
well,
know?
You know, you got to be careful because if you have a sensitive tummy, you might end up there again if you eat at Jose's, but it was great, authentic Mexican, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I tell you, if I could have been able to walk, I would have been there, but I did listen to the broadcast and really enjoy all the work that you guys are doing. Just God bless you. We've got to keep up the fight.
Amen.
And like I said, I work behind the scenes with Greg and the guys at Patriot Voice.
Awesome.
And a lot of issues and trying to generate some revenue for advertising and then weigh in on different political issues. And then I go on assignment and get answers for them down in D.C. and then report back to them, you know, where different issues are at. Mm-hmm. And just try to wake people up.
Amen.
And that's my mission.
It's our job.
Good for you.
It's all of our job.
Hey, I want to ask, can I ask you one more thing just in closing, Kara? Is it,
I think what we need to do is just pull up this piece because we appreciate your phone call very much. I really do.
Listen, we appreciate you guys very much.
Amen.
I mean, it's just,
hugs.
You're on God's mission right now and you're doing a great job.
Amen. Appreciate
trying to
you.
Wake people up, and it is our responsibility. God commissioned us to do that.
That's right.
And right now, my focus is on Article 2, Section 4, on President Obama.
That's explain what that, don't let that go live, would you? explain what you're saying with your President Obama, Article 2, Section 4.
Well, exactly what it says in one paragraph, which is the president and vice president and all civil officers, you know, shall be impeached.
Amen.
For high crimes, misdemeanors, and treason. And to me, I mean, I really appreciate the efforts of a lot of people, you know, that are going for the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some good news. There is movement down in D.C. We have a split down there. We have some that are going for impeachment, and then we have some that want to go for removal. And there's a great congressman, Tom Marino, out of Pennsylvania, and he has actually written up criminal indictment papers.
Amen. Amen.
What's the
and
momentum?
I'm working with
Amen.
The United States Justice Foundation and Dr.
Yep.
Jerome Corsi
sure.
and a number of others, and I get this information to them. I've documented 6 years of research on President Obama. My journey began actually in 2006 when I was traveling down to Illinois. My son was a hockey player there and then coaching. And, you know, like a normal broadcaster, the curiosity that we have, I started asking a lot of questions. I ran into a Chicago Tribune investigative journalist, and he started to bend my ear. And that started my journey. So here I am 5 years into it and 3,000 pages of research and documents and photos, and I get this information to Congress. And they are waking up down there. We've just got to grab the rhinos, John Boehner and the boys, that are all turning a blind eye
of course.
To this criminal organization. And I've told
yes.
you know, you get the talking point down there. You even call the Oversight Committee, and they say, well, the only way we can remove President Obama is through Sergeant of Arms or the Attorney General.
Right.
And that is not true. And I said, what don't you people understand about Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction, treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors.
Why do they
it
ignore that?
Quite clear.
Why do they ignore that? I understand the Sergeant of Arms and the Attorney General's office. That seems to be like a more extreme route than the impeachment. Why do they ignore the impeachment?
Why do they ignore impeachment?
Yeah. Why are they saying that we cannot do that? Why are they ignoring that, as you said?
No, actually, there is movement going on in D.C. It's
okay.
been confirmed to me by several offices
mm-hmm.
Going on under the radar, especially
yeah.
in the House. And we do have some people on board, Republicans, that are in the Senate. But here's the thing, and I've been on the radio talking about this, Bradley or Jake, are you familiar with a document called NESERA, the National Economic Security Reformation Act?
No.
It's a very important document, and I've made Washington aware of it. There's some history to it, but the background, it was passed in 2000, March of 2000 under Bush and Cheney. And it was a written quorum, and they delivered this document by the Navy SEALs, by Delta Force and Navy SEALs. And there were co-sponsors and sponsors, House of Representatives and the Senate. And if you have a minute, I'd love to. It's a very quick document. Hang on one second.
Well, I think it's important. Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to track with you right now. I'm trying to pull some stuff up while you're talking.
Yeah, you'll see it if you do a search on it. And it's gaining traction. I've been on the radio talking about it with Patriot Voice now for about 9 months. And they're getting the word out. And there's a citizens grand jury that has started up all throughout the country. Hang on one second.
Well, see, I think it's important that our listeners hear what's going on here, friends, because this isn't dead in the water. People are standing up, and this is encouraging. Because when you begin, even look at the overpasses. I mean, look at the ground that they're gaining there. And that's what I'm actually trying to pull up right now. Senator Obama, perilously close to impeachment. This is breaking news on WorldNet Daily. And then I go on, and we also know that the black folks in the United States are also writing up articles of impeachment against him. I know people at large are sick and tired of this criminal administration, as you are. And yeah. I'll just let you go ahead, and I'll pull up some more stuff and just keep interjecting my thoughts.
Here's the thing. I applaud the effort of people on impeachment, but here's what happens. If he gets impeached, which we all know he falls into that category, okay?
Yep.
And so do members of Congress.
Yes, of course.
That do not use Article 2, Section 4. They are held in contempt of violating the Constitution. But if he gets impeached, we end up getting Joe Biden. If he is removed from office, which the United States Justice Foundation, including myself and many, many organizations across the country that have the smoking gun evidence on his illegitimate birth certificate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're a birther, are you?
Yes. Oh, yes, I am.
Get her off the radio.
Yeah, I don't know how we can overlook this issue, friends. I really don't, but I'm all with you.
He is illegitimate. That's why he passed an executive order 24 hours after he took office to seal everything up.
Sure.
But by him being removed, and there are, let me give you the good news, Representative Stockman's office that I talk with daily out of Texas, they are pushing for an investigation on his birth certificate. Now, here's the other news. Bob Goodlatte, he chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He is holding it up. He will not even allow the United States Justice Foundation, USJF is in frank.net, to show them the evidence that they have. The Supreme Court even struck it down in 2008. They would not allow it. And then we have an attorney, Alexandra Hill. She is one of the many people that are is a defense attorney. Obama has a huge defense team. She admitted 2 years ago, and I printed out the story with her picture, in Arizona, in a courtroom, she admitted it was a forgery. Okay?
Yep.
And then we have the Democrat governor of Hawaii, Abercrombie, right?
Yep.
And Obama said it was in the vault. And boom, I can't find it, he admitted in a Hawaiian newspaper.
You got 20 seconds. Go ahead and fill it with words.
What? Say that last part.
We got about 20 seconds. Got to take another break here.
You know what? I was going to tell you this NESERA document and tell you what will happen.
Okay, roll over with us on this break then really quick, would you, Carl? Okay.
It's important. I think you'll be interested.
Awesome. We got to call our friends right now. We've got some interesting information being thrown out on us right now. So let's tune in as to what's going on here. Get a little educated. Stand up and win the day.
Momentum.
Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, we got Kara calling from Michigan right now, laying some information on us. So, Kara, go ahead and lay it in the sky, sister.
Yeah, to pick up where we left off, we were talking about Article 2, Section 4, okay, which would be the removal of Obama, which would even be better because everything that he has done in past becomes null and void.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, rescinded completely. But the impeachment, you end up getting Biden, and everything stays in place. Now, the other thing, going back to this Nasara document, and I've been on Greg's show, and Chuck Randy and Brian and those guys talking about it. It is gaining traction, and I've been in contact with D.C., making them aware of it. And yes, then I call back and they say, yes, we found it. But basically what happened, just to get to the chase of it, because there is some history to it, it was in March of 2000, it was a written quorum call, hand-delivered by Delta Force and Navy SEALs, this document, okay, to members of the Senate and the House. And they were sponsors and co-sponsors of NASARA. And the members were immediately accompanied by the Delta Force Navy SEALs to their respective voting chambers, and they passed it. Now, the Act provides the following, and this is a tool that D.C. can use, and they know about it. If they've been down there since 2000, and I give the benefit of the doubt to the new members down there that I have called, like Mike Lee of Utah and Rand Paul, the guys that came in later, or even after 2000 that don't know about it. And they have found it, and they have confirmed, yes, we have it, but it is a tool. As soon as it is televised in the document, live from D.C., as soon as they officially announce it, it is to take place immediately. This is the one-page document, six parts. Number one, it restores constitutional law in America as soon as NACERA is publicly announced. Number two, removes U.S. administration officials, all members of the U.S. Congress, from their positions due to their continuous unconstitutional actions. And they named Bush and Cheney because they were in office at the time, but today it would be relevant to Biden and Obama. Bush, Cheney, cabinet members, all members of Congress are immediately removed from office by NACERA's public announcement. These removals allow a fresh start at the national level. Using the constitutional line of succession, NACERA installs constitutionally acceptable NACERA president and VP designates until new federal elections can take place within 6 months after NACERA's announcement. Number three, because NACERA abolishes unconstitutional states of emergency, NACERA's public announcement declares, quote, peace, U.S. military Iraq, Afghanistan, immediately recalled to the USA. Number four, as partial remedy for 90 years of government and banking fraud, NACERA requires zeroing out of credit card balances and bank debt relief be given to Americans. Number five, initiates the U.S. Treasury bank system with new U.S. Treasury currency backed by gold. The Federal Reserve is abolished. Federal Reserve facilities and most personnel are absorbed into the U.S. Treasury bank system. Number six, abolishes income taxes in the U.S., creates a national sales tax on new non-essential items as revenue for government. Essential items, food and medicine, and used items are exempt from the sales tax.
So are you saying this is the better result?
It's another tool to be used.
Okay.
Or my first choice, Article 2, Section 4.
Now, I want to ask you about Article 2, Section 4.
It would apply to all and any members of Congress that have violated the Constitution.
Yeah, but then there has to be proof of that. So now Article 2, Section 4, the way that I understand it, and I apologize, this is our last segment, so we do got to cover a couple more things.
Right.
But it says the president, vice president, all civil officers of the United States, that means anybody serving right now, the people that have taken an oath, and all shall be removed from office on impeachment. Four. So, of course, there's impeachment. President Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives, but he was never removed because he had to be convicted by the Senate. So I don't understand what you're saying. Obama can be moved, but you're saying both Obama and the vice president, what's that clown's name? I can't remember.
Biden,
there we go. Both of them should be removed, right? Because if Obama's removed, then it will be Biden and everything will remain the same. Is that what you're saying?
If he's impeached, you end up getting Biden.
That's correct. But
and
now
Biden appoints who he wants.
Yep, but if we're able to prove that, according to Article 2, Section 1, I can't remember what clauses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no person except a natural-born citizen or citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. So if we're able to say, hey, he was never authorized in the first place, that's how we reset the ticker.
Yes. Michael Kennelly, lead attorney, you're familiar with USJF.
Yeah, we're just on the website on break.
I get his monthly newsletter, and he is strongly urging people, please do not go for impeachment. We must remove. And then I'll go further. And I've made Congress aware of this. A lot of them didn't know. If you look at Article 1, Section 9, in the very last paragraph, okay, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. No person holding any office or profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept ACCEPT, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. Hello, Obama sits first president in U.S. history that has a seat on the Security Council.
Hmm.
It is illegal.
Sure.
And
well,
it's right there in Article 1, Section 9, last paragraph.
Well, God bless you, Kara, for what you're doing. You are digging in. You're not just saying, well, the Constitution, and this is unconstitutional. You're literally going to chapter and verse. And all of our listeners right now, I've got some research to do. Check out what she's talking about with this NACERA document. Check out Article 1, Section 9, and then go to the impeachment clause. Everything that we've been talking about right now, every American citizen should know so we can equip ourselves. We do not have to put up with multiple years of this abuse and wait till we can vote them out.
What abuse it is, my friends.
There's things that we can do right now. We can act on right now. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, we just posted it again. This is just a small explanation of what government is to most average thinking people. Listen, we're smart people, common sense stuff. We just have to apply it. We just have to apply it. And if you look at this little cartoon that was done, it gives the average American citizen the ability to scratch their head and say, gee whiz, if I'm in control of all this as the citizen, the government is not if I am, then why in the world is it gotten this out of control? Well, now we need to take the proper steps and the proper measures to bring it back into control, which is what Kara's doing. So thank you, Kara, very much. Also, too, out in Michigan, we're on all weekdays. I know you know that you're familiar with our show on the weekends. Trucker Randy and also Brian Summerfield in there, our Defending Fathers, their show is on as well. But during the week, we're on every day from 2 to 3, well, actually 3 to 4 p.m. because you're in Eastern time, 3 to 4 p.m. So please tune in there as well.
Yeah, Trucker Randy just actually pushed something my way really quick. I'm excuse me, pulling up right now. Department of Defense training materials called Conservatives and Founding Fathers Extremists. Well, this is awesome. We got our friends out in Michigan that are doing a radio program, listening to our radio program, trying to get that information that they just extracted and given unto their people to give unto our people. So that's exactly how it works, friends. And by the way, this is what's happening all across the country, regardless if the state, folks, the state-run media is not going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
They're not
going to
offer hope, friends. They're not going to point the finger and say, hey, this is wrong and this is wrong about this administration. No, they're paid by the administration, CNN is, MSNBC is, to do their biddings, friends. So don't fall for what's going on here. And keep in mind, they have a 21% approval rating, and forget it not. We win today when we stand together and we can do this. But it's not going to be without reference or, I'm sorry, absolutely giving ourselves over to the God who gave us and shed his grace upon this country in the first in the first place.
That's right.
So that's really our first objective, is to seek God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13. And when we seek him with our whole heart, guess what? He promises that we will find him. That's our power source, friends. And we're not going to him as our power source to give us back our liberties. No, that's not our objective. Our objective is we're sorry for breaking his moral law, Exodus 20, and we're going to his son, Jesus Christ, in repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we're putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. And that's why we do it, is because we're so thankful for what he gave us. We deserve hell. Yes, indeed, we do. But you know what? Because we're so thankful for the gift of redemption through his son, Jesus Christ, we serve him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And then these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
In perspective, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you guys on Monday. And outside of that, you guys have a great day. It's 85 degrees here in the state of Minnesota.
Ooh, jump in a lake.
So we're going to go jump in somebody's lake. And there's a lot of lakes around here, by the way. Love you by what we do, friends. We love you by what you do. What we do. Listen to the song. Sons.
I'll sing it. Come on, brother. Let it all out.
See ya.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.